Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It is just you and me. Congratulations. It's just me. As you know, once a week I like to take a segment or two and just talk to you, just the two of us. And today I've got some things, as you might imagine, as I always do, I've got some things on my mind. And but what I want to do first is I want to pay my annual tribute to dads. I know Father's Day is already behind us, but I didn't get a chance to do this last week, and I want to make sure I don't miss this opportunity, because I think that that not enough attention is paid to dads. I'm a dad myself. I'm the father of an adult daughter and son. I have four grandsons, four knucklehead boys. Hurricane, tornado, crash, and train wreck. That's what I call them. And because of the existence of those six precious people in my life, I've learned some things about love. All of the hours that I've logged as dad and poppy have caused me many times to contemplate how different the roles are of a mother and a father, especially in the overt demonstration of parental love. It's fascinating to me how the manifestation of this love differs from mother and to father, in biologically, emotionally, experientially. Yes, that is a real word. A mother's love, which is at once sweet and fierce, is observed in almost all animals. You see it all the time, right? Just watch the nature shows. It's not just humans that you find a mother's love. No doubt you've heard this metaphor, as sweet as a mother's love. And that says it all, right? And then there's this warning, don't get between a mama bear and her cubs. And I bet you've heard that used, and the mama wasn't a bear either. I have many times. I've been the recipient of this kind of love, and I've witnessed it. And there truly is no other force in nature like it, like a mother's love. But it troubles me that there are no corresponding sweet references to a father's love. In fact, a human father's love is more often associated with unfortunate references such as tough and discipline. And here's a warning that nobody's ever heard. You just wait till your mother gets home. Nobody's ever said that, right? Could this be why Father's Day is not quite as big a deal as Mother's Day? I'm just saying, mothers occupy the pinnacle of parental love, and they do that with justification. And not to take anything away from them, but let's be honest, since a mother's sweet love is as primal as the miracle of birth, they don't have to work too hard to deliver it. But there's a uniqueness about a father's love, and I think it deserves a better rap, and here are two reasons why. Unlike a mother's sweet love, a father's tough love does not exist outside of Homo sapiens. When a father's parental toughness is required, especially when applied to an indignant recipient, that is to say a teenager, when a father's tough love is required, it's a love that has found the courage to endure a negative response and a willingness to defer gratification, sometimes for years. This is from experience that I say that. No one is more keenly aware of the distinction between the application of these two demonstrations of love than a single parent, especially a single mom. God bless every one of them. Where both kinds of love are required from the same person, perhaps within minutes, it's a tough, tough job. Mothers, please forgive any parental bias that you may have detected from me. But here's my conclusion about parental love. The only force in the universe that comes close to a mother's sweet love is a father's tough love. But the latter is the harder job, and the return on an investment almost always takes years. Almost always takes longer. So dads, I hope you had a good happy Father's Day. You've earned it. And as long as I draw breath, being a dad myself and a granddad, I'm going to do what I can to make sure that people don't forget that. And I have some things that I'd like to say directly to dads. And to moms too. Love your children enough to discipline them. Love them enough to discipline even when they tell you they hate you. Love them enough to discipline even when you get those dirty looks, even when you're convinced that they'll never speak to you again, they will. Love them enough to deal with that. Love them enough to go through that. Love them enough to do the right thing, the thing that you know to be right, even though you're getting a lot of grief from them. Because when my children used to say to me, "Why are you doing this? Why are you treating me this way? Why are you making me do this and that and the other?" I would say, "Because I love you." And they would say, "Well, then you love me too much." And I would say, "Well, that's a high-class problem you're just going to have to learn how to live with." I would also tell them this. I would say, whenever they were the maddest at me, I would say, "You don't like me right now, do you?" And, of course, the answer was, "No, I don't like you." "You're mad at me right now, right?" "Yes, I'm very mad at you." "You wish I would do something else, right?" "Yes, they wish I would do something else." I would let them do whatever they wanted to do. And I would say to them, "Well, let me tell you something. At this moment, this is me loving you more than any other time." Love your children enough to discipline them. Gonna take a quick break. 20 after. Happy Father's Day, dads. I'm proud of you for being a good dad. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.